Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Psalm 40:16, let all those that seek you rejoice and be glad in you. Let such as love your salvation, who's that? Let them say continually, say what continually? The Lord be magnified. Turn right over to Psalm 69. Psalm 69 and 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. Who's that for? I will praise the name of God with a song. How many Christians would that be for? Everybody? Is it right for everybody to sing songs to God?
Yes.
Everybody. Because you got a lot of people that say, well, now, Brother Keith, I'm not a singer. Yeah, you are. Different singers sound differently. And like we've said before, you know, not everybody should record. But everybody should sing. Everybody. Someone says, man, I can't sing. Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. And one reason why people, you know, feel so awkward about it, they've just never done it. And that's one reason why their voice is weak pitch-wise, because it's just like a muscle. You got to exercise it. And if you've never tried and you never make an effort, it's never going to improve. But the Lord's not listening to see how pitch perfect you are. He's listening for your heart. And there's a blessing that you'll get lifting up your voice singing that you won't get any other way. Talking and talking and talking will only go so far. But when you lift up your voice and you sing, you'll find you step up. Did you hear me? You step up. You reach deeper in your spirit. You express your heart further and more. So how many singers do I have in here now? Singers of songs to the Lord. Every hand ought to be up. Every hand. Every hand. If you're not comfortable somebody else hearing you, well, go somewhere where nobody is for a while. If you have to cover your head under the quilt or something. But do it. Do it. So he said, I will praise the name of God with a song, and I'll what? I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Now here's a very specific way how you magnify him. Praise, thanksgiving, worship is a means of magnifying God. Do we need to magnify God? I mean, we've seen two or three places already that we're to say continually, let the Lord be magnified. But now, what does that mean? The word magnify, it literally means what we think it means. It means to make large, to make great. One definition is to become strong and significant. I like that word significant. That gives you some insight. We don't make God any bigger as far as he's concerned. But can he be bigger to you?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The thing is, with so many people, the problem is so huge. And God is so small. I've run across it with professionals. Now, not everybody's this way. But, you know, people in many walks of life that don't know God. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, medical professional, and they just didn't know God very well. But they were like, yeah, you know, y'all pray if you want to. It might help a little bit. That kind of thing. But of course, they're doing the main thing. Well, see, what are they magnifying?
Themselves.
They're magnifying, and don't you misunderstand me, thank God for good doctors and nurses, because that's not representative of everybody. There's a whole lot of people that magnify God in the profession. But I just use that as an example. You see that in all different walks of life. Well, you talk about believing God, or you talk about God, and they're like, well, yeah, you know, if that makes you feel better. What are they saying? They're saying that you're praying, and they don't mean to be saying it, but the God you're praying to and what he will or won't do is insignificant. And what we're going to do is really everything. Well, that's a problem, isn't it? That's a huge problem. What are you and I supposed to do as believers? We magnify God in every situation, in every set of circumstances, in every need. They give you a bad report. What do you do now? You're not going to make it. This is terminal. Now, I mean, the moment you hear something, you got to make a choice now, right? You're going to do one or the other. You'll magnify this problem, or you'll magnify God. So many Christians, they love God, they mean well, but they're not trained and their faith is so weak, they immediately begin to magnify the problem. Not just lay people, preachers. I've had people call me before, you know, and they're just desperate ministers on the other line. Brother Keith, I got to have $100,000 by the end of the month. $100,000. I don't know where I'm going to get it. We ain't talking $5 here. We're talking $100,000. What are they doing?
Magnifying $100,000.
Are they magnifying God?
No.
No. What are they magnifying? They're magnifying the $100,000. They're going, oh, great hundred thou. How great thou are. Hundred thou. Huh? Oh, they wouldn't say it in just those words, but that's what they're doing. I've had people get mad at me because I wouldn't jump in and join them. They were in the service. They heard the message and they came and said, yeah, now Brother Keith, you know, that's fine and good for a lot of people, but you don't understand. My situation is different. The Bible says it's not different. The Bible said there has nothing happened to you except what is common to all men. Did you hear me? No, it's not different. Yeah, but no, my situation is special, Brother Keith. You don't understand. It's special. It's different. And you begin to share the word, and they go, no, that might be okay, you know, for these little old light stuff that these other people, but you don't understand. What they're wanting you to do is agree with them and go, oh, yeah, now your problem. Whew. It's in a category unto itself.
Right.
Never seen a problem like your problem. And they're wanting you, without saying it in exact words, they're wanting you to go, oh, great problem. Oh, what a huge problem. But no. Faith doesn't do that. Fear focuses on the need. Fear focuses on the lack. Fear focuses on the disease. Unbelief focuses on the problem. Faith focuses on God. Faith magnifies God. Now, you got to be strong in this because so much of the folk in the world, even Christian people, even your relatives and people around you, they're so immersed in unbelief and fear that they try to demand that you agree with them about the terribleness of the problem. But if you're going to have victory, you can't do it. I said, you can't do it. You can't give them. At some point, you have to say, that's enough. I've heard enough about the problem.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's it. I don't want to hear. Let me tell you about my healer. Let me tell you about the God who can heal anything. He's the Lord who heals me. He made my body. This is easy for him. What are you doing now? Are you magnifying God? How can you stay in that day and night with your praise? Oh, God, I worship you. You're bigger than any disease. You're bigger than any debt. You're bigger than any payment. I worship you. I magnify you. This is nothing to you. Yeah. That's faith. Woo. I mean, you can tell just with us talking about it a little bit. You can tell it, can't you? I mean, you can feel it in your spirit. This is it. And a lot of people know about this. A lot of people will agree with it in church, but they don't do it at home. They don't do it by themselves. They don't do it. They sit down and cry. Talk on the phone for 3 hours with their friend. And when they get through, they feel lower than when they started. Why? Because all you did for 3 hours was magnify the problem. That's all you did. Talk about how bad it is, how far gone it is, how hopeless it is, how impossible, and faith comes by hearing. You hear that for 3 hours, what do you have faith in? In the terribleness and the impossibility of your situation. That's why I'm saying you've got to come to the place where you say, that's it. I don't want to hear about that anymore. We had to get that way concerning this church. When we, you know, came to Branson and the Lord directed us to start this church, not everybody thought we should. Some of my friends, they're like, Brother Keith, what are you doing? You got a good ministry? What if this happens and what if that don't? And you're not starting in a storefront. What are you going to do with that big place? Do you know what 50 people is going to look like in that big place? Do you know how much the utilities are going to be on that place? Do you know how much the insurance? Do you know how much the upkeep? Do you know? Do you know? And I mean, well-meaning people, but call after call, day after day, week after week. Finally, Phyllis and I said, no more. I don't want to hear anything else about a bill. I don't want to hear anything else. God is my source. Amen. Number, you cannot scare God with a number. How many understand? You cannot scare God. You say, God, we're going to need a billion. We're going to need a billion. And God's going to go, whoo, how much? Michael, Gable, where are we going to get a billion? Are you kidding? You know what a billion is to God? What would a billion be to someone who creates planets and stars? What would a trillion, what would it be to him? Wouldn't be like a penny to you or me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me